Good morning, brothers and sisters. Turn with me on the last chapter of Colossians. We are almost the end of the series of Colossians. But my heart is filled with joy to preach the word of God at the end of this epistle. God inspired even these words that will encourage us, exhort us, motivate us to live for God's glory and remind the supremacy of Christ in his minister's life. Even the Lord Jesus Christ is supreme over his ministers. That's what we are going to see remaining chapter of 4 in Colossians. Most of the time people feel bored studying greetings parts, right? Because Paul mentions so many names that are not familiar with us, right? Sometimes they are hard to pronounce also. So people are not interested to read end of the epistles of Paul. He mentions so many names. But brothers and sisters, there is a lot to learn from the end of the part of epistles. We can learn from even these words. Today and next time, we meditate chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Because I feel this portion is singing one chorus. Paul writes about Epaphras, a pastor of this local church, writes the greetings of other two men, but we should learn them separately. But you will understand why I combine together from verse 7 to 11. Because Paul is saying one thing, that is, Christ-centered co-workers. Just open with me Colossians chapter 4, verse 7 to 11. Verse 7. As to all my affairs, Tychicus, our beloved brother and faithful servant, and fellow bond servant in the Lord, will bring you information. For I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about our circumstances, that he may encourage your hearts. Verse 9. And with him, Onesimus, our faithful and beloved brother, who is one of your members. They will inform you about the whole situation here. Aristarchus, my fellow prisoner, sends you his greetings. And also Barnabas' cousin Mark, about whom you received instructions. If he comes to you, welcome him. And also Jesus, who is called Justus. These are the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are from the circumcision. And they have proved to be an encouragement to me. If you look at this passage very clearly, Paul reveals the unseen co-workers who work with him for Christ and for his church. Paul mentions his teammates in ministry work here. He mentions five names in verse 7 to 11. They are Tychicus, Onesimus, Aristarchus, Mark, and Jesus, who is called as Justus. Paul calls Tychicus our fellow bond servant in the Lord, fellow, in verse 7. He calls Onesimus as faithful and beloved brother in verse 9. And he says, he calls Aristarchus as his fellow prisoner. Look at verse 11. Paul calls Aristarchus, Mark, and Justus as the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God. So the theme of this portion that I have given is Christ-centered co-workers. Because Paul is mentioning fellow workers. He identified them. One day, me and my father went to catch fishes at the sea. We had a small boat. We need to drive the boat with an oar. That means a flat wooden thing used to row and steer a boat through water. We were coming back from deep. There was too much tide. Our boat was staying at the same place because of too much tide. Waves are coming. We need to do fastly. My father is steering fastly with that wooden thing, but I am able to do little bit. My father told me, you need to do fastly how I am doing. Otherwise, we cannot move. We cannot reach our home. To reach our home fastly, you need to work with me. Otherwise, we cannot move from here. But I tried my best doing steering a thing so that we can go forward. Finally, we came out of the sea after working hard together 1.5 hours. Why I am saying these things, brothers and sisters? Some work we cannot do alone. Some work we cannot do alone. Especially ministry. Ministry in the church. We cannot work alone. We need to work with others. You need to work with fellow brothers in the church. Two is better than one. Two is better than one. That's the reason why should the church have a plurality of elders. Why should the church have a plurality of deacons or servants? It is plurality, right? Elders, deacons, servants. The answer is the church is not a one-man show. Church is filled with many servants who work together for Christ. For Christ. Paul was a team player, not a single player. He does not want to do all things by himself. He dedicates things to other people as well. Other people as well. He is a humble team player as well. Because he recognizes the works of others as well. If you read this verse, he is recognizing what other fellow workers has done for Christ. Brothers and sisters, we need to understand you cannot serve Christ by yourself. You need to serve Christ, serve the church with others. So that is the motivation for us. That is the motivation for us. But here we have three key characteristics of Christ-centered co-workers. The first key characteristics of stick of Christ-centered co-worker is he's a trustworthy man. He's a trustworthy man, which is talking about Tychicus. Most of you know that when we were expecting baby, if God blesses us with baby boy, I want to keep this name, Tychicus. Most of you know that, but I want to reveal that. I love this person. Actually, I want to finish two characteristics of Christ-centered workers, but I don't want to move from this person. There are many things to talk about him. Paul wrote about him because he is such a hardworking, such a faithful, such a servant that we can find about him. So today we are going to focus on Tychicus, who is a trustworthy man. Trustworthy man. Look at verse 7. It says, Tychicus, our beloved brother, and faithful servant, and fellow born servant in the Lord, will bring you information. Verse 8, for I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about our circumstances, and that he may encourage your hearts. Paul says he will bring you information. And he says, for I have sent him to you. This indicates that he was the one who took this letter and went to Colossians. And he had delivered it successfully. Paul calls him a faithful servant. If you read verse 7. He is a faithful servant. We can trust. We can depend on him. You know Paul's attitudes toward John Mark, right? Do you remember? First time, John Mark, in first missionary journey, John Mark is not faithful. Not committed. So next, second missionary journey, Paul did not take him. There is a fight happened, right? Do you know how Paul works with others? He doesn't like unfaithful men. He doesn't give works to unfaithful men. See, if he is sending Tychicus to deliver this beautiful letter to Colossians, that means he is such a faithful person to do this task. Whom did you rely on to get the right information? That should be an honest and faithful man, right? He was asked to do this. He was going to give all the right information about Paul and his ministry, his co-workers' circumstances, or what was going on in their imprisonment. He is going to deliver. He is going to pass those information. Tychicus did not go there immediately. If you read this text properly, Paul says that he will bring you information. Paul says that information will be known to Colossians. The idea is they will know this information not shortly. It takes time. It takes time. That means he has to travel many kilometers to deliver this letter. To deliver this letter. But what we know, we can understand very clearly, Tychicus is faithful because we have the Epistle of Colossians with us. He has done his job perfectly, successfully. So we can say that he is a trustworthy man. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to be dependable. Even sisters, you think, men can do these works. Women, how can I do? I am a weak person. Don't think like that. Do you know one lady who carried the letter to Romans? You know? Yes. Phoebe. Romans chapter 16, verse 1 and 2 says, I commend you, our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea, that you receive her in the Lord in a manner worthy of the saints. She brought a letter. How Tychicus worked hard to deliver this letter. Phoebe, who worked hard to deliver this letter. Don't think, I am a woman, I cannot do. I am a woman, I cannot do. See, you have strength. God can give you strength to work hard to serve his church. So that means don't think that this is only for pastors and elders and only men. This message for each and every one of us. Brothers and sisters, Paul commends this man with different titles. This will tell that he was a trustworthy man. He was a trustworthy man. Three qualities that we must have to be trustworthy. First quality that we must have to be dependable or trustworthy is being beloved to the saints. Look at verse 7. It says, Tychicus, our beloved brother. He gave title, he is our beloved brother. He was a beloved brother before he was asked to go Colossae. Did you get that point? He was beloved brother. He is sending him. But you need to note, Paul calling him a brother shows that he was one of the family members in God's family. Paul calls his co-workers a brother. This refers to that man is a fellow worker, fellow member, associate in the same work. Paul calls associates, same workers, fellow workers as beloved brother. But he is calling. But think about these words. He was not only a brother, but our beloved brother. He has a personal character that pleases the Apostle Paul. Even believers, because he says, our beloved brother, not only my beloved brother, our beloved brother, everyone loves him. Everyone loves him because of his character, his love for Christ, because of his service for Christ, because of his ministry in the churches. Everyone see this person, Tychicus, everyone can say, brother, I love you. Not only Paul, even other all church members, other church members as well. The meaning of the word beloved is one who is dearly loved. Not loved, dearly loved. It has deep sense, deep love. How husband loves no wife. More than that. It is compared to that. I cannot say more than that, sorry. But it is almost, it is dearly love. Dearly love. It is not like normal love. Paul is not saying casually, I love this person. No, he is my beloved brother. This shows that he is a valued person. The idea is he is prized. He is valued. He is such a loving person to me. Not only to me, to others as well. This indicates a close relationship. Paul says that Tychicus is loved and prized, valued co-worker. Paul has a close relationship with him. So Paul has sent him to deliver this beautiful epistle, which shows the supremacy of Christ. Christ is enough. Christ is sufficient for salvation, for the sanctification. I still remember my school days. Generally, the class teacher always puts his or beloved student as class leader. If you notice, generally, sometimes one who is rebellious, sometimes teachers use their brain, they keep rebellious students also as leader. Generally, teachers give responsibility whom they love. Do you agree with me? Yes, if you love somebody, you can assign things, you can give responsibility. If you hate somebody, if you don't love somebody, you cannot give responsibility. Especially these kind of ministries, delivering epistles, doing important things, you can give only to beloved one, loved one. I still remember if teacher forgets something at home, bringing money or file something, she calls beloved student and send him to bring those things from her school, from his house, home. Because she loves, because the teacher loves that student, not everybody. Did you get my point? Here, same thing happened. Before Paul sent Tychicus to Colossae, he was a beloved brother. That's why I am saying this is the first quality that we must have to be dependable. To be dependable. If you are not beloved, brothers and sisters, you are not dependable. How can God give responsibility in the churches? How can elders, pastors give responsibilities to you if you are not beloved to them? Think about it. If you are not beloved of others, your loving character should make a platform to work with and also to give the most important task in the churches. If you think most important things, tasks were given to those who are beloved, who loves others, whose character is loving, the test of yourself is there, whether you are a beloved of others or not. If you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8 says, having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives. Paul is saying to Thessalonians, we want to give our own lives to you. Why? He said, because there is a reason why we want to give our lives to you. Because you had become very dear to us. Did you see? The test of yourself, whether you are beloved of others or not, is people, fellow brothers and sisters in this church, should give their life to you. They are willing to die for yourself also, in that case, because you are such a loved person. If somebody is being hated by everybody, somebody who is being avoided by everybody, that means he is not a beloved person. That person will not get any responsibility from eldership team, from the church. Those people were not useful to do the things of God. They can do here and there simple work, but main things, important things, elders cannot trust you. Elder cannot trust you. That's what happening. This person is beloved before he is going to do a best thing, the most important things. We move on. The second quality that we must have to be dependable or trustworthy is being a servant of Christ. If you are not servant of Christ, you are not trustworthy. What you will do, you can do things for yourself. You cannot do service for Christ if you are not a servant of Christ. Did you see the connection between servant of Christ to trustworthiness? The one who serves Christ, one who feels himself, she who feels herself as servant of Christ can do best thing for Christ. He can be trustworthy. Look at verse 7. It says, Tychicus, our beloved brother and faithful servant, and fellow born servant in the Lord. Here we have two characteristics of a servant of Christ. The first characteristic of a servant of Christ is a faithful servant. So this person is servant, But he is adding description about this servant. That is, he is a faithful. He is faithful. He is trustworthy. We can depend on him. We can trust in him. The meaning of the word servant is one who serves the church in the cause of the Lord. In other words, one who is a deacon. He is a faithful deacon. Same word used here. Tychicus, he is a deacon. He is a faithful servant who does all the services in the church besides preaching ministry. He has done preaching ministry as well. We will see later that part. But before he became preacher, he was doing menial tasks, doing the work of deacons in the churches. That's what Paul is testifying about him. He is a faithful deacon. He is a faithful minister, faithful servant, doing any service in the church which is given to him. He is doing that. First, he is telling about his faithfulness in services. He was mentioned 5 times in the New Testament. Even though references are less, they tell us about his faithfulness in his service very clearly. First, we can see his faithfulness in traveling with Paul to Jerusalem. His faithfulness in traveling with Paul to Jerusalem. We first meet Tychicus in Acts chapter 20, verse 4. Acts chapter 20, verse 4. And he was accompanied by Sopater of Berea, the sons of Phirus, and the Aristarchus, and Secundus of the Thessalonians, Gaius of Derbe, and Timothy, and Tychicus, and Trophimus of Asia. See, he is traveling with Paul to go to Jerusalem. In that context, he is traveling with Paul. That means he is doing a lot of things for church. Paul planned to take some Gentile believers from Greece and Asia Minor as representatives of their churches to the Jerusalem church. Some people are coming from Gentile churches as representative. What is the purpose? If you think about purpose, we can connect with this. He accompanied Paul to Jerusalem when they later took the collection from the Gentile churches for the Jewish brethren in the church. Jewish brethren were poor. Gentile church members, they are collecting offering. To take that offering, go to Jerusalem, he was part of that team. He was part of that team. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 19. There is no direct reference about him, but we can understand he is part of that team. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 19, it says, and not only this, but he means Titus. Titus has also been appointed by the churches to travel with us in this gracious work. He says that, which is being administrated by us for the glory of the Lord himself and to show our readiness. He mentions that us, that is talking about plurality. Titus, if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 8, another brother is there with Titus. Titus, another well-known brother, and remaining this team are going to Jerusalem taking collection of the offering. What it shows is, he is doing a lot of things in the churches. Paul has recognized him. So another task has come. Going as representative of Gentile churches, Paul has chosen Tychicus. But one more thing I can see, his faithfulness in the dealings of finance. Did you see? His faithfulness in the dealings of finance. You cannot give thief offering box, right? You cannot give responsibility of finance one who steals things, right? You can give a faithful person who can deal finance very clearly with faithfulness. He was chosen to go to Jerusalem as a why? Because he is trustworthy. He is faithful servant. Paul has observed him. Paul was observed him. One more thing, implication we can see here. When somebody is dealing with finance in the churches, it is not good. It is not biblical by doing by himself. Better do together, 2-3 person. One person can collect offering because less crowd, but counting time, two people should be there. When dealing with offerings and collections, more than one should be there. This is good suggestion, good principle that Paul is giving. Even Paul says that, for our sake, people may think, I am taking, Titus and Paul, we are taking money. No, we are not taking that money. We are dealing that money very clearly. You can see other brothers as well. So we need to think about this. See, one who is faithful even in the dealings of finance, one who is faithful traveling with other fellow workers, working hard. Not only that, his faithfulness in delivering the epistle to the churches. Another task has given. Another important task is delivering epistles to the churches. Paul has given to him. He not only does he carry Colossians, but also epistle of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 21 says, that's why I like this person. So many responsibilities were given to him because he's such a faithful person. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 21 says, but that you also may about my circumstances, how I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, will make everything known to you. He was carrying Colossians, the letter of Colossians. At the same time, he was carrying the epistle of Ephesians as well as Philemon. Did you notice? Paul has given him this task. He is faithful servant doing the things. These things are not talking about his preaching ministry. These things are talking about general things. Deacon's works. The faithful servant works. Where can we learn this kind of faithfulness? Who is the best example to us? That is Jesus Christ, right? Doing menial tasks, doing things of slaves, servants. He was washed feet of foolish disciples, right? Whom he died for them. Jesus is the best example. Another one, Onesiphorus. If you read about Onesiphorus, I like these men. They are just example to us how we can serve the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 16 to 18, it says like this. The Lord grant mercy to the house of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. Verse 17, but when he was in Rome, he eagerly searched for me and found me. Verse 18, the Lord grant to him to find mercy from the Lord on that day. Why? He is saying about him. And you know very well what services he rendered at Ephesus. It says about Onesiphorus, you know very well what services he rendered. It shows that everyone knows what are the services that Onesiphorus has done in the churches. But well-known services, at the same time, services is not singular, that is plural. That means he has done many services in the church. Why I am bringing these things? Tychicus was doing lot of works, lot of services in the church. And Onesiphorus also a good example, doing lot of things in the church. They are not doing one thing and promoting themselves. They are not doing one thing and sitting and seeing what they will do. Whatever services that were given to them, they were doing. Their services were well known. Their services were many things. Many things they are doing. We need to understand, brothers and sisters, what are the specific services? What are the specific services that you do in the church? Cornerstone Community Church, this local church. What are the specific services that you do? Examine yourself. If you say that I am servant of Christ, you need to do service in the church. Men may say that pastor is not giving me responsibilities. He is giving only that guy, that person, the complaining about things. If you come and say to, if you speak with pastor, how can I serve this church? There are many things to do, brothers and sisters. Many things. We need servants. We need deacons in the church. How the New Testament churches had Tychicus and Onesiphorus. We need Tychicus and Onesiphorus even in Cornerstone Community Church. We need Phoebe in Cornerstone Community Churches. Don't think that this is somebody work. I can list you some work we need. We need servants here. Assisting Joel in setup. Sometime young men, they are busy with exams. Are you willing to come and help Joel? Because he is going to tired, man. He is one person doing sometimes. Sometimes youth are not able to come because of their exams. Don't say this is the work, job of only youth. No. This is job of everyone. Anybody can help arranging chairs for Bible study. But remember, brothers and sisters, I was observing many days that this is not job of PTS staff. Who will arrange Bible study chairs? Just we are coming and sitting. Who is arranging? Somebody PTS staff is arranging. PTS staff, that is not church. That is another organization which is connected to Cornerstone. But when we are having Bible study, that is our responsibility. Give you a name if you want to, willing to do that job. Bringing chicken and other things for the fellowship lunch. Who will bring chicken? Who will bring things, tomatoes? You say, right, very beautiful, tasty food Timothy had made, but somebody brought that. Somebody went, used his petrol, doing things. But you need to think, there are many tasks. Brothers and sisters, we will give you. But you are not asking, just you are telling, these people are doing, that person is doing. If you ask, there are many things. Cleaning the building after service. So every Sunday, mostly we have cakes and chocolates and biscuits, right? So after eating that, somebody has to clean. Who is that person? Who is that person? We are waiting for that person. But somebody is doing, but I will talk about those things as well, but I am listing, serving the meal. Why in Bible study, Badal and Deeksha are serving? They can serve. Why, if it is Bible study, if it is church thing, somebody has to go and stand there. But you think no work is there. Brothers and sisters, humbly I am saying, this is the time I can talk about this, because Tychicus is servant. He is doing menial tasks. Don't think that. You are an excellent person. You don't think that Tychicus is some slave. He is poor fellow. Don't think like that. He is a big guy. Paul knows God has chosen him. He can be enjoyable, right? He can sit and go, right? But he has done many works. Paul says that Tychicus was doing these tasks, these services in the churches. We need more faithful servants. Okay, let me ask you this one. What is the problem of one person doing all things always? What is the problem of one person doing always that work? The problem is, he or she is tired of doing these things. He is not well, who will do that work? We need backup, right? We need backup servants in the church. So what is the danger of one person doing things always? What is the danger? Tell me, you are smarter than me, right? So what is the danger one person is doing always that work? What will happen? He or she become prideful and embittered. He or she may do service bitterly. No one is doing, I am doing. There is a chance. Don't think that person who is doing things in the church always, he is doing out of joy. I know many, but they are doing, there is no chance. They are not doing out of joy. No one is doing, they are doing always. These things will happen in the churches. So that's why there is an announcement board in Cornerstone Community Church. We need servants. There are many things has to be done before you come to the church, before you come to the Bible study. Please understand, brothers and sisters. Don't give up, listen and leave and go. Do same things again and again. I don't want to preach these practical things again and again. Please understand. Tychicus and Onesiphorus, these people are doing. If one person is doing, he is doing bitterly sometime. If he is not faithful to the Lord, how long one person will do? We need more, brothers and sisters. Many will do services, but those who do faithfully will become official deacons. Did you notice? If you are doing something in the church, if you are doing faithfully that work, then elders will recognize you. This person is faithfully doing this work. Then elders meeting will be happened, and they say that we can ordain this person as deacon. We can appoint that person as deacon. If you are not doing anything, there is no deacons in the church. So we need more faithful men. Even for that you need qualification, right? 1 Timothy chapter 3, 8 to 13, if you read, there is a qualification. There is a qualification. First start with doing menial tasks. Meet Pastor Sammy or tell him or tell elders in the church, leaders in the church that how can I help this church? But don't say that I am doing that job. You need to do many services in the church. So this is the first characteristic of a servant of Christ. He is faithful in menial tasks. He is faithful. Do you want to become faithful in menial tasks, doing services, as Tychicus done, as Jesus done? Second characteristic of a servant of Christ is he is a humble servant. Humble servant. He is a faithful servant. He is a humble servant. Look at verse 7. It says, our beloved brother and faithful servant and fellow born servant in the Lord. Fellow born servant in the Lord. He became a slave of the Lord. In the Lord he became slave. He did not consider as employee. He did not consider he is such a freedom man. He considered himself as slave in the Lord. In the Lord. That shows his humility. You should have humility to be a faithful servant, to be a servant of Christ. Two marks of a humble servant of Christ. First mark of humble servant of Christ is he serves with others. He serves with others. Look at verse 7. It says, fellow born servant in the Lord. Fellow. Think about that word, fellow. He is a fellow born servant of Christ with Paul. He is a fellow born servant, not autonomous servant in the Lord. Many are born slaves. He was among them. He serves the Lord with others. With others. Some people try to do all things. See, don't do that. That is not showing your humility. That is showing your pride. Please delegate other things. Involve other things. Did you think you are doing like collecting hymn books? You are doing, right? Then somebody will tell, oh, please collect other books. Then they will do that. If everybody is doing that, collectively more people are doing, then we can stop prideful attitude, arrogant attitude. The bitterness we can stop, right, if more people are working. So we need to think ourselves, we are born slave of Christ with fellow born slaves. Second mark of humble servant is, he recognizes the lordship of Christ. He recognizes the lordship of Christ. It is there very clearly, in the Lord, in the Lord. The idea is Tychicus is a born slave concerning regard to, reference to, respect to Lord Christ. He became a slave to Jesus because Jesus is the Lord. He became slave because Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord. That's why he thought himself, I am a slave. That shows his humility. That shows his humility, brothers and sisters. Tychicus became trustworthy because he submitted to Jesus as Lord, who has authority over him. He obeyed Jesus because this is the motivation to Tychicus, brothers and sisters. Why he thought himself, I am a born servant of Christ, because he is the Lord. He recognized the lordship of Christ. His faithfulness and his humility made him a man who can be replaced a pastor in the church. Now we can move. He was doing menial tasks, like deacon work he is doing. Then later, promotion has come. Don't think that Vijay and Pastor Sammy or Stanley Job, they came here directly. Before that, I used to wash dishes and I used to clean. By God's grace, who I am, what I have done. See, I used to do things while I was studying in university. As a university student, I go there before church people come with other friends. We used to clean full floor. More than 500 people will come to that church. So we need to clean those things. We need to serve things. We will eat after that. See, we have to do those things. One by one we have to do. But Lord is faithful. He can see who is faithful. If you are faithful in small things, then he will assign you the best thing, important things. Important things. Don't think that all of us, those who are standing in front of you at pulpit, they came like that. Everyone has to go through that. Best example is Tychicus. Best example is Tychicus. He was doing all things. Then what happened? When Paul needed a temporary replacement for Titus as pastor of the church on Crete, what happened? Paul thought of Tychicus. Who can go if Titus is not there? Who is faithful? Who can preach? Who can shepherd the church? Who can preach Sunday after Sunday, taking Bible study? The churches in Crete, who can do that? Paul thought about Tychicus. Did you see? That's why I want to keep my baby, this name. He is such a faithful person, born slave of Christ. He is willing to go, whatever he wants to do it. He is ready to do menial task. He is ready to do shepherding task as well, preaching task. Read Titus chapter 3 verse 12. Titus chapter 3 verse 12 says, "When I send Artemas or Tychicus to you, make every effort to come to meet at Nicopolis, for I have decided to spend the winter there." Did you see? He thought two men. One of them was Tychicus. He is not only expert in doing things, cleaning floor and arranging chairs, he is expert in teaching also. Did you see that? How God is using this person because of his humility. Because of his humility. Not only that, at the end of Paul's life, in his second missionary imprisonment, Tychicus was still with him. He is with him. Paul wanted to see Timothy one last time. He sent Tychicus to look after the church of Ephesus. 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12 says, "But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus." He wants to replace. It is very clear, right? Because Timothy was supposed to not leave his congregation at Ephesus without a pastor. Something this will happen, right? Sad things will happen. If pastor is there, somebody is leaving. That's not right thing. If it is very biblical, right? See, Timothy has to come, somebody has to go there. But what happened? Paul is sending for the replacement of Titus. He sent for the replacement of Timothy. These are telling his faithfulness in his services to the church, in the cause of the Lord, and his humility before the Lord. Historian says, the trip from Rome, you can read it there, trip from Rome to Colossae was a difficult one. Tychicus has to cross much of Italy on foot. Then he needs to cross Adriatic Sea, needs to travel to Greece on foot. He needs to cross Aegean Sea to the coast of Asia Minor. After all that, he needs to walk on foot 100 miles to reach Colossae. He traveled almost 2,000 kilometers. 2,000 kilometers he has to travel. You can see map I have given. There are many ways to travel, but this person, historian says, the red one, he traveled like that. All the way to Colossae. It is almost near to 2,000 kilometers. I was Googling it, how far it is. It says, if it is light traffic, 26 hours, 17 minutes by car. It takes 26 hours, 17 minutes by car. Like, just Google is saying that. It is very far, brothers and sisters. He traveled. He is a bond servant. But if you think about his travel to Colossae, think about his travel to Crete and also Ephesians. Another time. You know, Paul says that, 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12, "But Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus." He was the person probably who have carried the 2 Timothy also. 2 Timothy also he have carried. He have traveled already. Again he is traveling Ephesus to deliver 2 Timothy. Probably scholars are saying Titus, the letter of Titus also are carried by this person. Because Paul said, right, I will send. I want to send Atimas or Tychicus. He is doing a lot of things, but we don't know about this person, right? We don't know about this person, brothers and sisters. He has done a lot of work. Even Rome to Crete, I have calculated, it is almost 1600 to 1800 kilometers. Pastor Sammy told, Paul was traveling almost 15,000 kilometers, right? 15,000 kilometers, it is triple, right? But Tychicus, he is almost to Paul. He has done. That's why he said, he is my fellow co-worker. He is my fellow folk. I love this person. Whenever I need him, we go. Whatever I say, he will do it. He is my beloved co-worker. He's worked hard for Christ because he thought himself, I am a slave of Christ. There is no doubt, brothers and sisters, Tychicus is fellow bond servant in Christ because he is following his master, the Lord Jesus Christ. You know who is his master? One who serves best than anybody else. Philippians chapter 2 verse 6 to 8 says, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bond servant. Jesus never command, brothers and sisters, if he is not doing. He has done. Just we need to follow him. That's what Tychicus is doing. That's what Paul is saying. Again, Paul says that I am a bond servant of Christ, Lord Jesus Christ. He says again and again. Even Mary says, right, I am a bond slave of the Lord. Don't say this is only for men. Even women, you can be a slave of Christ. You can do great things for Christ. If you think about Jesus is your Lord and your master. That's the motivation, right? Why you serve in the church. You are not serving for a leadership so that pastor may see you. You are not doing things so that other people may see and encourage you. You are doing things because you know that you are serving for the Lord. Because you are the slave of Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, humble people are those who do service for the Lord. That is the mark. If you are serving, you are a humble person. If you are not serving, coming and sitting and going, no need to say. We can see that. People can see that you are a prideful person. Because you are selfish. You are not doing things for others as these men are doing in the churches. As these men are working hard in the churches. That's why I ask brothers and sisters, what are the specific services that you are doing in Cornerstone Community Church? If you are not doing anything, you are not part of the church actually. You are a guest coming and going. One day you leave. Because you don't have any commitment to others. That's why so many people left Paul, right? Demas, he left Paul. Because he is not doing service for the Lord. He is doing for himself. He got some laddus there. He went away. Because he is selfish. He is coming to church. What I will get? He is traveling with Paul. What I will receive with Paul? But Tychicus, Timothy, these people, they are not traveling for that. They are doing service. Because they thought themselves, they are born slaves of Christ. That's why I said he is a humble person. A third quality. See, time is going up. Third quality that we must have to be dependable, trustworthy is being a comforter of saints. God cannot use you if you are prideful, if you are arrogant when you deal with people. Even pastor, elders cannot use prideful people. They think that this is reality. If you use prideful people, those who discourage, what will happen? They will go and discourage, then damage will happen in the church. Damage will happen in the church. So look at verse 8. It says, being a comforter of saints. Being beloved to the saints. Being a servant of Christ. The third quality is being a comforter of saints. Being an encourager of saints. Look at verse 8. It says, I have sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about our circumstances, that he may encourage your hearts. The first purpose is to bring information second purpose is that he may encourage believers' heart. The idea is the hearts of believers in the church will receive comfort. Whenever he enters, whenever he speaks with people, hearts of believers receiving comfort, encouragement. That's what Paul is saying. That's why he is useful. That's why he is trustworthy. We can trust. See, he is going to deal many things. He need to solve the problem of Onesimus and Philemon as well. You know, he is taking Onesimus also with him. If something gadbad happened in the church, he is going to encourage. Hey, Philemon, please understand. He is our beloved brother. He is going to do many things. That's why he is saying, Paul is saying, he is an encourager. He is a comforter. Not only he says to Colossians, look at Ephesians chapter 6, 21-22. If something is repeated again and again, that means what? That is true, very true. That is very true. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 21-22 says, but you also may, about our circumstances, how I am doing, Tychicus, the beloved brother, and faithful minister in the Lord, will make everything known to you. I have sent him to you for this very purpose. Again, he says, so that you may know about us, first purpose. Second purpose, that he may comfort your hearts. He may comfort your hearts. People may give superficial comfort outside. But some men, those who feel they are servants of Christ, they can give comfort to the heart. Did you notice? Did you meet any person who can give you encouragement, comfort to your hearts? Tychicus is like that. He is an encourager. Why should Paul send only beloved one, and one who encourages, comforts others? If Paul send a man of discouragement, he will discourage instead of encourage people. That's why we should not give responsibilities to those kind of people. Those who discourage, those who hurt. Because they are damaging the body of Christ. We need encouragers, brothers and sisters. Not only that, even Paul says in verse 11, chapter 4, these are the only fellow workers for the kingdom of God who are from circumcision. They have proved to be an encouragement to me. We will talk about them later, next part 2, how they encouraged Paul. But we need to understand overall, as a fellow servant of Christ, to be trustworthy, to be dependable upon people who wants to depend on you, you need to be encourager of others. Okay, you may ask me, in what ways that you can comfort, encourage saints? What ways I can encourage? But Paul has given answer as well in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. Just we can take implication here. But context is different. Even that will help us. Comfort, he says, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word. What ways we can strengthen others? What ways we can encourage others? Through, he says, in every good work and word. So you can encourage, you can comfort people by doing service for them, loving them. The second way, speaking comfortable, comforting languages, comforting words. Not discouraging words. Brothers and sisters, we have seen three qualities that we must have to be dependable or trustworthy. Those are being beloved to the saints, being a servant of Christ, being a comforter of saints. We need to pursue these qualities so that you can be, I can be trustworthy. We need to pray for it. Brothers and sisters, no boss feel happy if workers are untrustworthy. No government or private job will be given to an untrustworthy man or woman. Tychicus, along with few other workers, continues in close relationship with or close association with the apostle to the end of his life, serving Paul, being subject to his instructions. Among them are Mark, Timothy, and Titus, others as well. He was a faithful and trustworthy until the end.
tradition says that he became bishop of the church in Colophon, which was located between Lebedos and Ephesus. Telugu speaking men call him Tukiku. Tamil speaking men call him Tihiki. English speaking men call him Tikikas, Tychikas, Tychikas. Greek speaking men call him, actual name, actual pronunciation is Tukikos. All of us call him in different ways, but all of us testify about his character is one thing, that is, he is trustworthy man. God wants trustworthy men and women in the churches, not unfaithful. God may help us so that we can be trustworthy. Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word and teaching us and giving us great examples so that we can be trustworthy, Lord, in our service in the church. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in the services of the church. Help us, Lord, to live for you, Lord, not for ourselves. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.